time to return for the second hour of the Dr. and Mrs. Future Show on KSCO. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, KSCO presents the Dr. Future Show. If you would like to join in our show today, you can call us at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, your host, Dr. Future.
Hey, folks, welcome back to our show with Mrs. Future in the studio and Bobby on the phone lines right now because the internet just mysteriously went down.
Yes, you think we were targeted by Russian hackers?
Yes, well, or it might not even be Russian. I mean, George Norrie goes down all the time when he says something that's not part of the accepted narrative, too.
It's so funny. So we'll see what happens now because we're, instead of just talking about the problems, we're going to talk about what we think is potentially part of the solution.
That's right. And this is very Dr. and Mrs. Future kind of solution. We have our guests.
Yes, and it comes down to a deck of cards. That might be part of the solution.
Like the entire world as we know it. A deck of cards, lots of players.
Cards that Mrs. Future has played with quite extensively, I might add.
These are miracle cards called the Angel Quest Oracle by channeled information from Kara Norrie. Gives you some guidance and the beautiful art of Marie Antoinette Kelly to help us visualize our angelic helpers. I want to welcome Karen and Marie to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Should we call you Karen and Marie? Marie, you go by Marie?
I actually don't want to disappoint you, but I go by Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette. That's why I wanted to ask. Yes. Okay, yes. Karen and you Marie know, Antoinette.
I used to introduce myself as Marie because I'm not from America. I'm from Europe, and people here like shorter names. And I would introduce myself as Marie, and then 5 minutes later, people would say, "What was your name again?" I never have that problem when I just say my full name, Marie Antoinette. People remember.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Did you have cake with them?
I've heard that many times too, yes.
I'm sure you have. Like my favorite sign, slippery when wet.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Funny.
And let's start with Karen. Karen is a very well-known and very lovely guide for people who are seeking to connect with angels and beloveds who have passed on. And I think also a very good guide for how people can tap into their own intuitive powers. And Karen Noe, I'd love to welcome you to the show and give you a chance to introduce yourself and give people some information that you'd like to share.
Yeah, Karen, is it true you communicate daily with angels?
I do. Yes. But you know, the most important thing I can tell the audience, it's not just what Karen Noe can do, because we all can connect with our angels and deceased loved ones. We just have to learn how to do it. Mm. You know, they're giving us signs all the time. I call them without a doubt signs, things that normally don't happen. You know, they come to us in our dreams, but we need to wake up after they come so that we remember them. Mm. They come to us, we could use an angel oracle deck, such as the one that we're talking about today.
Yes,
so the most important thing I'm saying is to empower people to do what I do every day.
Right, so that everyone can develop their psychic awareness and utilize it as part of their reality.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a great gift. What percentage of our population do you think have psychic abilities if they develop
them? I think we all do. I know we all have psychic abilities. We just don't know how to tap into them.
Right.
We have to remember we have source within us, God, universe, whatever you want to call it. And when we're vibrating at that high, positive, loving energy, we're able to tap into it more clearly. So once we can understand how to do it, we just have to learn how to receive the messages. Because many times they speak to us telepathically. You know, we're expecting to hear a voice or to see an apparition of what they look like, but they're spirit. Right? So they're speaking to us telepathically as thoughts that just pop in our head for no reason.
Yeah, where it seems like a telepathic thought would be one where it doesn't sound like your own inner voice at all, but some outside voice coming in.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Almost like you're hearing them, but not exactly, but sort of like that.
Yeah, let me give you an example. I went after my mom passed. Mm-hmm. When I say I heard, it wasn't a voice.
Yeah.
as a thought, it just popped in my mind, hi, sweetheart. I don't call myself sweetheart. My mom called me sweetheart.
Yeah.
So I knew that that was her speaking to me. And once you understand that, they speak to you a lot. You're acknowledging that you can hear them, and then they'll continue to speak to you.
Mm-hmm. It's like an opening up a channel of contact once it's
correct.
Open.
Yeah.
Now, is there a connection between the outside mom and, say, the inner mom that you have, you know, the memories, the feelings that you have within your own consciousness of your mom? Does that connect with the outside mom to create one entity?
So the reason why I'm using that example is because I know that she called me that. But when I do readings on others, you know, I have a 2-year waiting list that I hope 2 years ahead of time. And when I receive messages that come that I would not know, such as the name of their dogs and, you know, from childhood and things like that, I know that's not part of my thought process. Mm-hmm. And when I bring it to the surface, that's, you know, that's how they know it's their loved ones. But
You have specific information. Like, I love the one that you talked about regarding the car accident and the man who, well, you got an image of a kangaroo with boxing gloves.
Yes.
Tell us that story. Tell our audience that story.
Oh, God. When I just started receiving messages, I had a profound spiritual experience about maybe 25, 30 years ago. I can't even remember how long ago. It was a long time ago. But right after that, I reluctantly started giving messages to people. I didn't want them to think I was crazy. So I said, okay, I love doing Reiki energy healing on people. So I started doing healing in the back of a hair salon.
Uh-huh.
Remember, this is just when I was starting to receive messages, and I'm doing Reiki on the woman, and someone was starting to come through. He said his name was Joseph, and he showed me a car. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to share it because it was too broad. And then he showed me a kangaroo boxing, you know, punching the air with boxing gloves. And it would stop. So finally I said, oh, gosh. I said, you're going to think I'm crazy, I said to the woman. But there's somebody coming through named Joseph. He showed me a car. He must have gotten a car accident. But he showed me a kangaroo with boxing gloves. Well, she jumped off the Reiki table and she screamed. She said, that's my best friend Joseph. He died in a car accident and he boxed kangaroos in Australia.
Oh. Wow.
So that's when I knew I was really receiving messages.
Yeah.
But the reason why we did these Angel Quest Oracle cards is not so much to say what Karen Noe could do, but that what we can all do. And that's what I think my purpose is to empower people to do exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, let's look at how that works. But first, we got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to the show. We're talking to Karen Noe.
And Marie Antoinette Kelly.
Yes, about
Angel Quest Oracle.
Yes.
Deck. Of course.
The Angel Quest Oracle guidebook here. See, excuse us on this because our internet is down here. Somehow our station has been hacked, so we're without our screens, which makes it extra fun. Yeah. So, yes, but before we get into the origin story of the cards, I'm kind of curious about your origin stories on your psychic awareness. I believe that you had a peak experience or an opening to an awareness that perhaps we all could have. You know, if we're all going to have this kind of ability, maybe we all need to have some kind of experience along
some
these lines,
aha
some opening
moment.
Experience. So, like in your case, I'm kind of curious, what was it for you to suddenly open up your psychic channels?
Well, I was always psychic. I thought everyone was, which they are, as I discussed before.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't understand why people didn't know this was going to happen and that. My friends used to say I freaked them out. about 25 years ago. As a matter of fact, my father used to take me to the racetrack, and I took the winning horses for him, and now I'm an animal activist. I don't go to the racetrack. I don't even like to bring that
up. That's a psychic skill everybody would like to have.
And now, God bless him, he's 90-something years old. He still calls me, do you want to go to the track? And I say, no, I don't go to the track anymore.
But, so they have tracks on the other side?
He's still alive, so. But about 25 years ago, I was going through the really difficult time in my life, and I just sat at the edge of my bed, and I yelled at God, and I said, am I going to be okay?
Yeah.
And as I said that, I saw a light that came towards me from the other side of the room.
Wow.
And my first response was, if you're not of God, please leave. 25 years later, I know we're all of God. We all have God within us. But at that time...
So we kept coming closer.
Yes, and it just kept coming closer. And eventually it enveloped me.
Ah.
And at that particular time, the most incredible peace came over me. And I heard an audible voice that said, Lucha Lucina, Bella Lucha Lucina. For those Italian listeners, it means light, little light, beautiful little light. Long story short, I since learned it was St. Francis of Assisi.
St. Francis of Assisi. In other words, it felt like that kind of saintly energy of the St. Francis?
It did. It was incredible. Huh. And if you follow me on Facebook or you read any of my books, I've written 4 books, you'll see that animal connection, that peace connection. And I always knew there was something, but now he's part of one of my guides. And since then, I started receiving messages from the angels and deceased loved ones. Hmm. Reluctantly, now I've been doing it every day.
Wow. So is there a hierarchy of angels on the other side? Is there like a whole community or civilization, so to speak?
Well, yes, there are different types of angels. We all have guardian angels, which are only our angels. They've never been here before on the planet. They're with us from the moment we're born all the way through our lives. And there are also archangels who can be with more than one person at one time. So say you call upon Archangel Michael, for example, Archangel Michael would take away negativity. And if you call upon Archangel Michael, he can be with you and myself and somebody else. So we're not taking him away from another person if we call upon him.
So he can clone himself as many times as he needs to.
Correct. And then there are deceased loved ones. And then they're not really considered angels, but it's just a technicality. We connect with them in the same way. And then there are ascended masters, that is, those who've been here before and have achieved a higher level of consciousness, such as St. Francis and Jesus and Buddha.
St. Germain of the Violet Flame?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Is there the dark side too on the other side?
All I could say is when I turn on the light, the darkness goes away, and I'm not. I don't connect with that. I have never connected with the dark side. So
yeah, I hear you. It's like the stars as opposed to the space. Yeah,
correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'm curious about the two of you, because it must have been an incredible collaboration to have such a profound channeled wisdom to illuminate the deeper meaning of the cards, and then the art to give people such a beautiful visual to help them mirror their consciousness and receive this guidance. And did this deck come into being, and how did you two meet each other?
Marie Antoinette, do you want to take that?
Oh, I don't mind. You're doing great.
What was the inspiration, folks? I mean, what?
Okay, I teach classes at my center. I have a center in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And some of my classes are how to do an angel card reading. And the person who did angel cards in the past, she no longer does them.
Hmm.
So I said, okay, I have to do my own. And the angels were strongly guiding me to do my own. And I have worked with Marie Antoinette in the past. She has done the cover of my book, Your Life After Their Death.
Does Marie Antoinette see and talk to angels as well?
I definitely have a
connection on the other with spirits that is, for me, not quite as developed as Karen's, where she can actually read super accurately people all the time. But mine has been with me all my life, and I have to give a little testimony to how Karen affects people positively, because Sun was mentioning earlier that Karen is that guide for people to develop their intuition. And I have definitely experienced that in working with her, because I have a strong intuition, but the confidence of it was kind of lacking outside of my own world. And she has such a loving, kind presence. And I realized, as we were talking earlier, what is it that wakes people's intuition up? I think it's very much the ingredient of loving kindness, but also, in my case, letting go of the rational mind and the left brain a little bit, because I was trained as a scientist before I got into art.
Well, that's right. You're saying pre-med, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so I realized that was kind of, not so much the enemy, but definitely a lid on the explorations of my intuition, is to constantly seek proof and rational explanations. And that dampens your ability to connect very much. So, and every time I had to go back to my right brain, obviously art is a very right brain skill.
Yes. Yeah. So I ask you about that. When Karen is talking to the angels, does she do this in front of you? And do you see a visual of what to picture, what to paint when that happens?
Not quite like that. We both, like I said, we both have our intuitions, and then we would have phone calls together and we talk about them, and we would always be on the same page. So she has a way with words to really capture the messages with the right words. And then I would have my own intuition of what that felt like energetically, and what colors and what shapes I could give that. And then we would build on each other like that, just give each other phone calls. And I remember one time I was really having my left brain take over again, and I was doubting that I was doing a good job. And she just put down the phone and she took a message from Archangel Zadkiel on confidence. She called me back and she read it to me, and I was like, yep, that's pretty right on. And so then I felt that energy of confidence just come wake up inside of me. And then I painted a really beautiful painting of Archangel Zadkiel. I like to think it's beautiful. And captured that energy. And then that message actually became an entry in the deck. So people that are lacking or having a moment of a lack of confidence like I did can get that same message, that same energy, and then also translate it as a visual.
Now, you translated over 30 cards from the angelic realms together?
45.
Okay. And do they represent different angels in the arcana of angels, each one, or are they, how do you categorize the cards?
Well, we had a discussion on that too, because initially we started naming all the angels and we wanted to stay very accessible for most people. So we took angels from the main traditions like Christianity, Judaism, and the Quran, and just the more mainstream overlapping angels that everybody can relate to. And then it started to become a lopsided deck. So we realized actually these angels, more than anything, more than trying to represent their faces or what they look like, because that's really subjective to the person's background and their own needs, if you think about it. We decided to go for the qualities that they represent. So the deck kind of morphed that way. And as we took that direction, I realized that since I've always been really into personal psychology and just freeing yourself independent of what a dogma says, but more through the spiritual traditions, I started to go for some of the archetypal images that contain that kind of symbolic language that lives in your subconscious, that you're drawing from when your soul really reaches for the light or for the language of spirit. And so that's kind of where the deck went. Then it began representing the qualities of the angels, as well as the angels, but somewhat behind the scenes in ways.
Yeah, the archetypes of human consciousness.
Beautiful. What are some of those archetypes, just off the top of your head, that you felt you, when you went into the more symbolic and spiritual realms, which qualities did you bring through?
Well, we looked at courage, and initially we were thinking that was a quality Archangel Michael very much represents, since he's always in that battle armor and he defends our souls from the spiritual realm. Courage also is somewhat like a flower breaking through rubble that breaks through asphalt or rock and still finds a place to grow and spread its roots and shine. And so that's one image that I painted exactly as I just described. And then the message that Karen channeled with that is more from Archangel Michael. And so the two will go hand in hand to kind of touch that spot inside of you where you feel the inspiration become yours rather than just, you know.
You own it. So these energies you bring up and you own them, they become part of your consciousness.
Wow. Yes. This is really exciting. We're going to go to another break. And when we come back, maybe we can invite people to ask for guidance.
I like to ask you folks how these cards have been used most successfully so far. Is it relationships, career, health, communications with past loved ones? I'm kind of interested in where these cards have taken you and your journey with them. And we'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We are talking to the creators of the Angel Quest Oracle, Karen Noe and the artist Marie Antoinette Kelly. And we wanted to ask you about, what's your journey with these cards? You created them, and what do you use them for yourselves? Tell us about that.
Okay, so I love to, every morning, I ask the angels, what do I need to know today?
Okay.
So I shuffle the deck, and the best part about this deck is the message is directly on the card itself. So anyone can do this, right? So you look at the message. Sometimes it usually flies out of my card. It doesn't do this for everybody, but it flies out of my deck. I'll say, angels, what do I need to know today? And the card will fly out. I'll give a very quick example. I was teaching a class on how to do an angel card reading, And most of the class, I was teaching people how to raise their vibration so it's more on par with the energy of the angels.
You mean more like an angelic, yeah, so you're not, yeah, you're not angry or anything.
Forgiveness and, you know, compassion and all of that.
Feeling all those good vibes, okay.
I talked about that a lot, right? So I said, okay, angels, what does this class need to know today? So I'm shuffling the deck, and what do you know? You know what card came flying out? Raising your vibration.
Right.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
So somebody's paying attention. Hey, which angel does that? Now, which angel tells you exactly what you're thinking about?
I don't know how they do it, but they do it. You just have to have the faith, the intention. And the best part is the message is directly on the card.
Yeah.
You ask the angels beforehand, what do I need to know? And it could just be simply that. What do I need to know today? You could do a past, present, future, but, you know, you don't have to do that every day.
So whenever, do you do this whenever you're trying to make a decision that?
I don't need the cards. I just, intuitively, but a lot of people like to use the cards, but I do use the deck. Yes, I do. Sometimes I'm like, okay, just to reinforce what I think I already know, and then it usually spot on.
Yeah. Now, can these cards be used as a telepathy training tool?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. There's a book that comes with this, with the deck, and it tells you how to give an angel card reading if you don't know how to do it. Say you get surrendering to spirit, which just flew out of the deck right now.
Uh-huh.
That's number 22. Hold your situation over to the divine and let go of your attachment to the outcome.
Hmm.
So you don't know what that means for the person you're giving a reading to or for yourself. You look in the book for number 22, and then it goes in more detail on what it means.
Hmm.
So it's very user-friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I first ran into that kind of thinking maybe with the I Ching. You'd pick it, throw a reading, or the tarot cards.
Exactly.
Yeah, and taking that kind of randomness that the universe seems to like to use for connecting with the higher domains. Fascinating. How could the cards be used, say, for improving the quality of communications with a past loved one?
So, number one, you're setting the intention, and it's just the law of attraction. Whatever we're thinking and feeling, we're creating, right?
Okay.
So, if we're setting the intention of connecting with our deceased loved one and listening to what they're telling us, it works. If you say, even if you don't believe it, it works anyway. But, I mean, the more you have the faith, the more signs you'll get, the more dreams you'll have, the more you'll be able to connect with the angels through the deck.
Yes. And you brought up an interesting element earlier. You said, without a doubt signs. Can you explain to our audience what you mean by without a doubt sign?
Yeah. I always ask people when they come to see me, they want proof from their deceased loved ones that they're around. I say, okay.
Yeah.
Ask them to give you a without a doubt sign, something that normally wouldn't happen. Could I give you an example?
Please.
Yeah, we'd love to hear one.
Okay. Our deceased loved ones, they retain the same personality as they had when they were here on the planet. So if somebody was quiet, they're still quiet. If they were loud, they're still loud, and so forth.
Mm.
Well, my friend Marion was very loud and sarcastic, and she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I would tell our listeners to do, I wrote her a letter after she passed. I said, Marion, I love you so much. And I told her all the qualities I loved about her. And I said, Marion, give me a without a doubt sign so that I know that you really heard what I just wrote to you. Well, the very next day, I'm walking down the steps to my house to put letters in my mailbox. And as I'm walking down the stairs, there's a bird screaming at the top of its lungs in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And screaming. I'm sorry.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Marion, is that you? And I walk to the mailbox. Now, the bird followed me to the mailbox. Birds usually fly away from you, not towards you. And I'm looking at the bird on the mailbox and screaming at me, and I am crying, and I said, oh my God, Marion, I love you so much. And I turn around, my neighbors looking at me like I've lost my mind. But I said, Marion, and the bird screaming. And I had my cell phone in my pocket, and I called my son. I said, Tim, come outside. Marion's here. And he said, why? I said, just come outside, and he witnessed the whole thing. You know, he's so used to me.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
He heard a couple of squawks, too, huh? That's great.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So something that normally doesn't happen. The lights go on and off when you're talking about them. you know, the perfect song comes on when you're when you need a sign.
Yeah, some synchronicity, as Jung would say. Yeah, some sign along those lines. Some intelligent sign from the universe.
And you guys heard Marie Antoinette say she had a story to share.
Yeah, and you have a one in that realm too, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, because since we were talking about how to connect with your deceased loved ones, the card in the deck that we use specifically for that purpose is actually a story that I experienced, because the man that I painted for that card is the deceased husband of a friend of my mom's who lives in Europe. And he came to me in a dream one night, and he reached out very strongly with a message that he wanted me to paint him to help heal his wife from her grief. And so as I was painting, that message became clear. I saw how he needed to be painted. And as you see in the deck, he's reaching out with a butterfly towards you, just really connecting from the realms of light, the realms of spirit. And as I was painting, I began to understand what the nature of her grief was. And it was that she had lost him, obviously, but in thinking that he would still be able to connect with her and reach out to her, she would, in her understanding, only relate to that if he was a stuck soul, a lost soul that hadn't made it to realms of light and therefore was still hovering around her. Wow. And in her mind, if he was in realms of light, then he would be far away and unreachable. And so that added to her grief. And he was reaching out to me because he couldn't get through to her energetically to paint him in that setting of light so that he was really accessible and to kind of touch her with that. And so as I was painting him, I tend to go towards really bold colors in my paintings, and I kept wanting to make this butterfly really dramatic and colorful. And every time I did, I'd feel this pressure inside of me, no, make it light, make it white. And so I'd wipe it out and then went for this white butterfly in the end. And so then a couple months later, she didn't know I was doing this because it was all part of my inner world. She came and visited my mom that summer by surprise. And so I was like, oh, so it's all falling in place like spirit does. It put everything in the right timing. And so when she came over, I presented her the painting, and of course there were lots of tears, and it was exactly as I had received from him in my dreams. And she looked at it, and there was the beyond a doubt sign, because she said a white butterfly had been following her around in Europe in her garden for 2 months. And obviously I had no way of knowing that, but those are the beyond a doubt signs. And I realized, both Karen and I agreed, that that card needed to go into the deck, because the card itself carries that vibration already. It made that connection.
Wow.
And so people can then take that energy and make their connection in their own way.
Yeah, and without a doubt, will come through based on your own internal logic, whatever.
Whatever fits into your symbolism and your communication with spirit, for sure,
Yeah,
and
the universe is smart enough to do that.
I have a question. Yeah. Is it possible to avoid a negative type of action or choose a positive in advance? I mean, can these cards do something other than help you reflect on the past? Can they help you guide yourself in a
create a better future? Like, for example, is there something we could do to help with global situations? Like, we're vortexing towards this war scenario right now. Can we reverse that or play with that in some way that the angels can help move this movie in a good direction for us?
First thing we have to remember, if we want to see peace on earth, we have to become an instrument of peace, right? And we have to remember who we are, that we have source within us. And when we fully understand that, we're all connected. Align our energy to the loving energy of source. And then you'll be the peace. You'll be the peace that you wish to see in the world.
Okay. So you wake yourself up and you'll see where you belong in this.
And then we're all one. So if you raise your vibration, you're raising the vibration of the planet. But if you... See, the angel cards, in an answer to that question, is it's not just the past, it's what can we do to the future? And when you're connecting with the angels, it's always a loving, positive message. You will notice in this angel card deck, there are no negative messages in that deck at all. The angels are only love and peace.
What about the role of forgiveness? Maybe there's a way that the angel cards can help people understand forgiveness in a way that helps
leads
it happen sooner, or maybe even avoids the need for it altogether.
So important. There's that saying, it's not the snake bite that kills us, it's the venom that's left behind. So when we forgive somebody, when we don't forgive somebody, we're harming ourselves. So if you don't want to forgive the other person, do it for yourself, because you will help yourself as well. After we leave the physical body, we go through a life review where we're able to see and feel how we've affected each person. I guess
in a war situation like we are approaching, forgiveness has to be done in real time, but the atrocities are happening at the same time as we're forgiving them. How does that work?
It's easier said than done to forgive. But Marie Antoinette, I'll give you that one.
Well, yeah, the way I look at it is that with forgiveness, it's very much keeping your heart open. And really, the heart is pretty much the center of your access point between spirit and our material realm, you know, between spirit and matter. And so if your heart is open and forgiveness keeps that heart soft, the flow of spirit can come through in your life more clearly and more effectively. And there you would have then the active guidance to take the steps and the actions you need to contribute to that peace.
Mm-hmm. So it's an attunement to these vibrations.
Yeah, it's a place of accessibility also very much. Because like Karen says, everyone has it. Mm-hmm. You just have to keep that spot open.
Mm, thank you. Okay, we have callers who are calling in, and I want to let people know the number here is 831-479-1080. We're speaking with the authors of the
Karen Noe, Marie Antoinette Kelly, Angel Quest Oracle. Be right back. Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking to Karen Noe and Marie Antoinette Kelly on their creation, the Angel Quest Oracle, which can lead us to a higher vibration where we connect with the angels directly, right? We're not going through a third party. We have a direct dial system to the angelic realms. Now, do the angels give us contact with God as well while we're in those realms?
Yes. Well, the angels are the messengers of God.
Yes.
Or part of God.
It's all in the same world here.
Correct.
So they are messengers. They're messengers of the God energies of the universe directly to us personally. Is this tied into what we've often heard of as the Akashic Records, the knowledge of the universe itself directly? Is this something that's available to us personally, kind of like an inner internet?
It's somewhat it is like that. Marie Antoinette,
yeah, it's already in existence.
Yeah, I mean, I see it like that. I think it's that whole playful realm of spirit, and the more you can access that realm, the more comfortable you will be with the information that it holds for you.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So this is kind of a realm that's something our species has been doing for many, many generations.
Yes.
Do you think that the instructions for accessing this inner network are readily available to us? Our system has a built-in instruction manual?
Yeah, well, for me, with my science background, I mean, I learned early on that the universe has no center because it's an ever-expanding space. And I realized that's only from a material point of view, because as each and every one of us is the center of the universe, that's acknowledged in science as well. Mm-hmm. But that center is really between the material world and the spiritual realm. And so we use that language in spirituality as well, when you're off your center or you just don't feel quite right. Yeah. These cards, each and every one of them, and I think that's why they work so beautifully. When you're having an off day, you're not in that center. So you're not really equal portions, like yin and yang, of spirit and matter. And your flow isn't right. And these cards will bring you back to that spot, as I have experienced. Every time you pull a card, it'll be with that perfection of spirit, just the right little nugget that you need to pull you back to that spot where you are centered between those two realms. And you can draw from the inspiration and contribute it here and play with it.
Yeah.
Not be so serious about it.
Right.
Everything in life is so serious nowadays.
Because you want to trim tab, as Bucky Fuller would say, just a little tweak to get you in the right space.
Yes. Uh-huh. And get that flow.
So, yeah. So you use it in combination with other things. Like, you probably like to paint as well as, and maybe use a pendulum, maybe.
Well, I kind of have become a pendulum. I just shook my hand.
Beautiful.
It's a language of spirit, really. I feel like, you know, I grew up in Europe and I have four languages under my belt, and this is the language that I like the most. It's really something anyone can grow. It's just like learning French. You learn this language. And Karen has helped me very much gain my confidence. And that's what was so beautiful in working on this deck with her, is that we could bounce off each other and intuit the same experiences and validate it with each other. This deck, I believe, and I think Karen and I had that conversation, it has become bigger than what we each contributed. Like, I contributed something and she did, but it is true that it has become greater than the sum of its parts.
And oh, I can testify to that. I have loved using Oracle decks. I have many of them over the past years, but this really has become my very favorite Oracle ever. It is so positive and it's so apropos. You know, you bring it in when people are experiencing stress and when they're experiencing some kind of downward spiral, and it really surprisingly resets the energy and gives people a perspective that they needed in order to come back to center and take it in a more positive direction. And, you know, it's happened very consistently since you gifted us with the deck. And I just want to really commend the job that you did in making these energies available to people.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad it's been helpful. Yeah.
So maybe we should pull a card on the air.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, our communications during this show have been challenged in a very new and unusual
way. It's so funny because one of our stories was all about how the cyber communications grids were going to be impacted.
Yeah, and maybe our vibration is so high that we've lost contact with the internet. You know?
We don't need no technology.
But we do have Bobby on the line.
We do have our science correspondent.
He did want to ask a question. Right, Bobby?
Yeah, I find this fascinating. Also, on the link to the KarenKnow.com, there's the Angel Quest show. And if I wanted just to listen to one of those, which one would you suggest? My background is my mother's Japanese, and, you know, in the Shinto religion, we have Buddhists and we have Shinto, but every day we would pray to our ancestors, and constantly I would see signs that they would respond to what I was praying for. So I totally believe in this. So I really look forward to buying your cards and seeing if I can make even better contact with them. Yeah.
Shall I pull a card?
Without
for
a doubt, signs. Well, is it best to ask a question before you pull the card? Depending on
I heard they asked about a show on the Angel Quest show. I would watch the Neil Donald Walsh one. Where I interviewed. Do you remember him? He wrote Conversations with God?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would listen to that one. There's going to be a repeat one this Saturday, 10:30 Eastern Time, a.m.
Oh, and give everybody the website.
Okay, it's KarenKnowe.com, KarenKnowe.com. And then you just go on the Angel Quest podcast. And you can listen on Apple. You know, it's on all the podcasts, the popular podcasts out there. You could scroll down and listen. Mm. But that's the one I would recommend.
Oh, good. And before we pull the card, could you tell us briefly about your connection with Dr. Dwayne Dwyer?
Oh, gosh. That's a long story.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Well, I just wanted to let people know that you had a psychic connection with him.
Yeah, after he left the physical plane to synchronistic events, connected me with his family. I was on the bus with his daughter, Serena Dyer, and the rest is history. And he's come through he has 8 children as well as his wife, number of years in the beginning, mm-hmm. Very personal messages for them, but also messages for the world as well. Mm. And that's, I wrote a book called We Consciousness. That came out of that.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's what we're talking about now. If we pick a card during the show here, it would maybe reflect the We Consciousness to which you're referring. As
I pick one. Do you want me to pick it? Because I got it.
Yes, please,
absolutely.
That would be great.
Yes, pick
and
it is first.
Spot on. It's unity.
Unity.
It's the whole point of We Consciousness is that we are all one, and whatever we do to ourselves or another affects everyone. So I picked the unity card. Archangel Raguel wants you to understand that you are one with the universe.
Beautiful.
Is it a living universe?
Yeah. A living one?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, no question there. You know, it's funny, our scientists sometimes have problems with that one, but that's okay. It's a lie. So that means that essentially we could communicate directly with the universe.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's probably our natural heritage, something we shouldn't forget we have access to, maybe even remember.
We are part of. Yeah. We're a part of the whole. God is within us, not just in certain people, but everyone.
Sort of a decentralized God.
Exactly.
Very good.
And so can I ask you to pull a card for people who would like to be of greater service and how in these troubling times where it's not always clear how to move forward, what can individuals do that is most helpful?
Okay. You want me to take that one again? I'm flipping the card.
Yes.
I got the divine perception one. And it says the angels are directing you to perceive the situation from a higher state of consciousness. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
What characterizes a higher state of consciousness?
How do you know when you're in a higher state?
You know it. You're happy. You're compassionate. You resonate more with God within you. God is only love and peace. Mm-hmm. And you're able to see through the eyes of the other person. Mm-hmm. You may not agree with what they're doing, but you're able to see where they're coming from.
Yes, I see.
And it's also a bit of that bird's eye point of view, so that you rise above the dualities of having to pull for one side or the other. Mm. There's a neutral perspective that it's just coming from the top down, and so you can see the big picture.
Mm. So you can easily identify with both sides.
Yeah, or rise above them altogether and realize that there's a solution, like Jung says, that comes from the tension of the two opposites, and that creates the alternative.
Oh, sure. That's great.
Yeah.
Situation arising from the tension of the two opposites. Boy, we sure don't hear enough about that.
Who are we to see all sides? Yeah, that's it's good. Normalizing that level of connectedness is probably a good thing. And if enough people share that as their basic reality, or their basic normality, then we'd rise above all these dualistic battles that our species seems to be embroiled in.
Well, I feel very grateful that you have created this deck, that we've been able to have this wonderful conversation with you. And I would invite you in the last minute here to share, how can people get this deck? How can they get in touch with you more personally? And what can they do to participate in the greater divine outcome?
How can they be one?
And you've got about a minute and a half to answer those quick questions.
You can purchase the card on cards on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or any major bookstore, or on our website. My website, again, is KarenNoe.com. But I think it's easier to go through Amazon. They'll ship it to you quickly. Well, what are all the other questions? Marie Antoinette, you're on.
Yeah, email.
Beyond Words also. My particular website is makfineart.com. My Instagram handle is at makfineart. Facebook is at makfineart. Email is pretty much the same. I draw at makfineart. So get that picture. But
I have you both. Okay, thank you so much for being on. We have you both linked up to our webpage on our link section.
On drfutureshow.com.
drfutureshow.com. And yes, and thanks so much for being part of the show today. I really appreciate it. You're broadcasting to the Monterey Bay, San Jose.
Yes, you brought so much to our KSCO.